M1 is a rezoning at 306 Bowman Avenue under file DAZ-214 of 2012. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following items will also be heard at the same time. Item 2, a conditional use at 306 Bowman Avenue under file DCU 125968 2012D. And item 3, a variance at 306 Bowman Avenue under file DAV 125170 2012D.
All right, I'd like to call the applicant forward. Jim
Claus.
Come on up. Hello, sir. How are you?
Claus or Klaus, either.
Klaus? Okay. You can state your name for the record, name and address for the record. It's being recorded.
Hi, I'm Jim Klaus, and I'm representing my own company, Jim Klaus Enterprises.
All right. You can sit down if you like. Or
sit down.
Sure.
Stand up. Well, if I sit down, then we're on a plain level. So
there you go.
Then we can see each other.
Yeah. Just let us know what you're proposing here.
Okay. On this property that we're proposing there, it's 37.5 feet wide and 100.5 feet long, something like that. We have an old house on that property, and there's no foundation underneath it. So we looked at it, and we decided that I would like to put a fourplex on there. And the reason why I say a fourplex is because across the street, I own another small block on a smaller lot, which has 5 units on it. And we upgraded that, used the existing structure, and added a 3-story onto the back of it. And it's been done 4 years ago, and it's improved the neighborhood. And I see that the neighborhood's being improved. So I figured on this one, even though it's a larger lot, we would only ask for 4 units on it, because I think 4 units is more conducive on that piece of property. We can get the parking on it, and as I've gone through with Michael here, what we needed to do and different things. But I see in the administration report you'd like me to do some upgrading on the facades and the front and stuff like that. And I will comply with those rules. We'll put some stonework on the corners. We'll change the facade so that it's very presentable. We built a single-family home on Martin Street, and we sold it last June, and it was very presentable for the front presenting. And so we will do the same with this. We'll do the same on the front and the back, so that the back matches the front, even though it's at the back of the building, because we want the tenants that are going to live in there, because it's going to be a rental. It's not for sale. And I will be managing it myself. This is what I do. And we want them to be comfortable in there and nested, more or less to say. So we provided a raised 2-story, which comes out of the ground like a bi-level, but it has the 2 stories on top, so they have 2 bedrooms up, a main floor with the kitchen and the living room. I do have some drawings here. Do you have drawings in front of you? Would you like to see just
some, here.
Some preliminary ones? Do you have these preliminary ones?
No.
I can give you a copy of each. You have them.
Okay. Yes. I have what
they
you submitted when you.
I think we have that.
Okay,
so that's good. So on this frontal view here, we will. I've been reading through this documentation. I was gone for the last 3 weeks, so I just got back. But we will do some decorative work on the front there. Change the roof line somewhat. Maybe, like he proposed, bow windows on the front, because they do enhance the curb appeal a little bit. And, so we will comply with that. As for the, I don't know if I'm getting into the other part. As for the, I hadn't thought about the parking garages for bicycles, because normally bicycles are not left out. It would be nice if we could incorporate maybe a small storage outside for the tenants. But each tenant will have about 450 square feet of green space for themselves that will be fenced in for their own space. And two in the back and 2 in the front. Okay. So in that green space, I think we could find some area maybe for this type of storage or for bicycling or something like this. And so what else you need to know about this property?
That was it. I think.
Any
bicycles
from?
And
bicycle frames. Okay. Great.
Yeah, it's on the administrative report there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we have supplied good green space for families, or if there's some children or that, so that they have an area to put, sit outside and what have you. I think that's important.
Okay,
and in the Elmwood area, I am one of the builders in the area that's improving the area.
Mm-hmm.
And it is coming back. We're tearing down some of the old houses as soon as they come up in the market. We're competitively bidding for them, too.
Okay.
So we have to pay a pretty good price for these.
The height of the building is about the same as a commercial building beside it? Or?
It's no higher.
No.
We tried to keep it in perspective with that height there. I could have went higher, but I didn't.
Yeah.
I tried to keep it as low as we could, but I want to keep it as far out of the ground as we could because I don't like basements myself.
Yeah.
I like large windows in the basement so that the tenants in that, they can use that as a recreational room and different things like that.
All right, Jim. You'll have an opportunity to respond to anything that's said as the applicant. So if you want to step down, we'll... All right, unless Councillor Steen, do you have anything else to add?
No.
Okay, hear none. Is there anybody whose name that's not been called that wishes to speak in support of this application? In support of this application? We have Michael Chant. Michael, wishes to come forward? And Collie Barron? You speaking? Okay. Okay, if you want a seat, just state your name and address.
Michael Chard, 310 Bowman.
Okay. You have some concerns here?
Yeah, I don't have a concern with the new building going up. It's just a fourplex itself.
Mm-hmm.
More people, loss of privacy to our property. We already have a building at the end. It's not so good. He owns a nice building at the other side, but we know the tenants. It's not a good scenario. We don't want our kids around that. We live in a homeowner's neighborhood, not a rental. We try to stay out of that. We just see problems occurring with it instead of better. The building might make it look better, but people living there.
Okay. Any questions?
What do you mean by the people in the building?
I don't like to use the term, but his building is known as the drug store. It's just drugs, kids, young teenagers. My kid's gone there. I mean, I don't like it. I got little kids at home. I don't want that. That's my concern. With a fourplex going up, I don't think it's right. New house would be nice, but not something that's 20-something feet tall. I have no privacy in my yard, nothing.
Okay.
That's my concern for me and my wife.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
But the current commercial building over.
That's two over. I wish that wasn't there either.
Yeah.
But that's run down too, you know what I mean? It's new buildings will be nice, but... Not a fourplex.
Okay.
It's too much. We like quietness. You got four people living in one building, it's not going to be quiet all the time. We got little kids. Right now it's quiet.
It's got nothing to do with this, but I never hear any complaints about Bowman Industrial.
We're not in that. We got a fish store across the street.
You never have any problems from there?
We're not down that.
I know you're not.
You can't speak forward.
Yeah,
you're not being recorded. We can't.
Okay.
We're not near that industrial area.
Yeah.
For that to affect us.
Yeah.
It's a quiet neighborhood.
Yeah.
You got little kids running around, but you go one street over to the other corner.
Yeah.
You got teenagers hanging.
Okay.
Right.
And the height of the building is a concern to me too.
All right. Anything else to add?
No.
Okay. Thank you very much, Thanks. Michael. Wendy Colin? Coolin?
Coslin.
Sorry.
I live right across the street from the proposed property. I just have an issue with them putting four families on a 35-foot lot. I mean, at the best of times now, like, congestion with parking and everything in front of the homes is... It's pretty bad right now. There's not enough room for one car in front of every house, never mind putting four families on a small lot. The apartment block next door to that, there's been issues. I've lived in that neighborhood for over 20 years, so I've seen it change from bad to much better now, and we just kind of hate to go the other way again. It's like Michael said, it's a nice, quiet neighborhood. It's young families moving in, and a lot of people are fixing up the homes and making it, you know, a little bit more appealing, but I think we're all kind of in agreement that four families on a small lot is a bit much, and it's going to cause some problems. And again, the privacy, I mean, nobody can look at my windows, but they certainly will be able to from that house if you build it that high. That's all I got to say. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
Any questions, no? Okay. All right, anybody whose name that's not been called who wishes to speak in opposition to this application? In opposition? Hear none. Anybody whose name that's not been called who wishes to register for information or speak for, and register for information? For information? Hear none. Jim Claus, if you want to come forward back.
Yes, just listening to concerns of the neighbors, I understand some of their concerns, but if we build a two-story right across the street, the family's still got the same height on a two-story or a raised bungalow, whether it's a duplex or whatever it is. So you'll still have the same issues that they're talking about. And with our block that we have over there, we choose our tenants very wisely. We screen them very wisely, and we have long-term tenants in our existing block just across the street, and that's really what I look for. I look for long-term tenants and tenants that don't disrupt the neighborhood. They want to nest in, they want to be, you know, long-term. And so, and that's better for me, and it's better for the neighborhood. So that's really what I look for. And I know I've talked to the neighbor next door there with his concerns, and he never voiced them prior to this. I asked him, and he didn't voice them, but I guess he's voicing them tonight that he's concerned about the extra people moving in there. But the neighborhood has been rezoned and redensified, and I asked this with Michael ahead of time, you know, whether he was in favor with it, and otherwise we wouldn't have gone ahead, and we worked out the issues, and I think it's a good application for that lot. And like I say, the lot that I have five tenants on or five units on of the same size is actually a smaller lot than this one. So this one's got more room. The other one doesn't have the green space that we're providing for this one. And it does have the green space. And with the fencing, we will put the proper fencing up. I would have actually liked to put a 6-foot fence right down each side, but the city will only allow us from the frontage a 4-foot fence. And he has a 4-foot chain link right now. With him, I will be providing access off of my property through the fence because his gas meter's there, and he asked me if we could, you know, when we build this unit, if we could make an access so that they can access their gas meter, or they'd have to change it. And I said, yeah, that's fine. The other thing is that we had a survey done in the property, and his chimney is actually on my property. And I'm not making an issue about that or whatnot. And I had that reaffirmed, like he went through his and he got his documentation saying that no, it's not. And when we got our Barnes and Duncan to reaffirm whether his chimney was on my property by 6 inches or not, they reaffirmed that their company had made a mistake and they will be dealing with that. And as far as I'm concerned, he can leave it there if we can work out the issues with the city, working it around it, because his building is fairly close to the property line. So, you know, just some of these things. And he's concerned about noise and different things like that. I mean, he has some children. Yes, he does. He has a big Rottweiler dog, what have you. Yeah. So, I mean, he's a family person like everybody else. And personally, myself, the people that we have moved into this existing building for the time being, they have two little Shih Tzus. And they have two little Shih Tzus, not three. They have one that comes and visits every now and again because their sister comes over. But anyhow, in my tenants, I don't like dogs. I don't like animals in there. Some of them do have cats, but in the tenancies, they don't have dogs. They don't have cats. It's just not allowed in the new buildings for just what we prefer. And there's no smoking in our buildings. We have a no-smoking bylaw in our buildings that nobody can smoke inside there, and it's approved by tenancy. So we try to run a pretty good operation, and I'm a small person, I'm not a big person, so I'm pretty hands-on. I collect the rents, I go to the suites, and I make sure that they're well maintained, the garbage is picked up, and the grass is mowed constantly. So yeah. And yeah, I know the neighbors' concerns across the street. But parking, like I live in Windsor Park, and you go in front of my street, it's all filled up with parking all the time too. It's a challenge for a parking spot. And I live in a bay. Why? because there's a playground across the street, there's a school down the road, and everybody uses our street for parking. Do I complain about it? No. It's kind of what we pay taxes for. And we have the four parking stalls for the individuals that are going to come and do parking.
Any other questions?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Great. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. Any questions for the administration or solutions?
I just want to hear what Michael thinks of this. Like, it's next to a commercial building, so it doesn't change much of the scenario.
Yeah, well, I guess first and foremost, ultimately, Complete Communities, our city's development plan is, you know, broadly encouraging of intensification in all parts of the city. This particular lot is suitable for intensification for, I guess, a number of reasons. You know, it's located at the end of the block. There's an established precedent of higher intensity zoning, ranging from, you know, smaller residential multifamily to commercial zoning all along Brazier throughout the Elmwood neighborhood. Also directly to the west and I guess to the north as well, as we've discussed, there's already a precedent for multifamily development. In terms of the density question, I guess the only thing I would point out would be under the R2 zoning district, which they're proposing to zone this property to, the density provisions of the RMFM zoning district would apply, which ultimately allows for up to four units. So there's no density variance being requested here.